Bob and Betty persuade Noddy to attempt to locate Chandler by means of the crystal ball. At last, they see the jungle island, and Dorothy, held captive by the natives, while Chandler and Marshall watch from the jungle, apparently helpless. But suddenly, Chandler calls upon the powers of the East, and as if it were the next moment, Marshall, Dorothy, and Chandler appear in the study in Surabaya. The present act opens in the Observatory of Venus.
The magician. My dear Mira, the time has come when you are to meet the man Chandler.
I am quite ready, Beatrice. Have you received a message from the temple?
I have not wished to go to the temple because in some unaccountable way this Chandler has learned of it.
Then why has he not gone there himself?
He does not know where it is. I am convinced of that. That is for you to reveal to him at the proper moment.
And who will you tell him I am?
You are my ward. You have been traveling in Europe, and you have just returned. That will account for the fact that although Chandler and his sister and her family have been guests here in the palace on many occasions, they have not seen you.
You think of everything as usual, Victor. You have also invented a story to account for the presence of Jeffrey Marshall, I suppose.
He is a young man, not in the best of health.
Have you convinced Mr. Chandler of this?
I do not know, but by permitting Marshall to accompany Chandler on this journey of his, I hope I have made Chandler believe I do not suspect him of interfering with the plan.
It is unfortunate there is no way in which we can be sure of it. Didn't you say it will be only a few days before the plan is to be completed?
But there is a way. You forget Chandler's young niece and nephew, who have become greatly interested in this observatory, and who are extremely anxious to be allowed to use the telescope.
The telescope? But you're not planning to tell them the telescope is only...
We may speak freely in this room, Mira. You were going to say the telescope is only a blind to cover my signaling device. No, not that it could not be used as a telescope, you understand, my dear Mira. But strangely enough, each time the young regents have asked to see it, it has been in use for the other purpose.
Then you have been able to learn something of this man's plan through his sister and her children.
I met an unexpected obstacle in the sister, I regret to say, Mira. When I showed her the Lemurian drawings, she identified herself with them so strongly that both she and the children saw the destruction of the palace as it actually occurred.
But Mrs. Regent is not one of us.
No, I have at last convinced myself of that.
One more question. Have you told them to expect us this afternoon?
No. I think it better to go there unannounced. There is no one at home but the Regent's children and Nadji.
Nadji? But do you not fear she will recognize me or at least suspect me?
Certainly not. Why should she?
But if she is in love with Chandler, she...
No, what can she have to do with the love for one who is of this time and plane? The path of her destiny has been marked for countless thousands of years.
Then why do you concern yourself for a moment with Chandler?
Because there is more in his efforts to break the law of Lemuria than his affection for Nadji. Besides, he is wise in the ways of the East. I have heard amazing tales of his powers. But come, we must delay no longer.
Are we to be surprised that Mr. Chandler is not at home?
No. If you have an opportunity, you might drop a hint to Miss Betty that you are afraid of me. That should gain her sympathy.
Oh, yes, no doubt.
And remember this, Mira. You must keep Chandler from interfering with the plan. He must be made to forget his attempt to free Nadji from the law of destiny. He has already made one powerful enemy whose sorcery has hindered Chandler and so helped us.
Who is it?
Vinyan.
Vinyan?
And he has certain powers learned from Dmitri.
From Prince Dmitri?
Yes. Now that we have Marshall to take the place of that other, Nadji is the last vital link in the chain of fate. Remember this, Mira. Open the door. I am glad to find you at home again, Mrs. Regent. Miss Betty and Bob were a little concerned about your absence.
Well, no wonder we...
Yeah, you don't want to kill them, please.
I took the liberty of bringing my ward with me this afternoon.
I'm so glad. Won't you sit down?
She is called Mira. Mrs. Regent, Her Highness Princess Nadia of Egypt, Miss Regent.
How do you do?
Mr. Chandler, of whom you've heard me speak.
How do you do?
Mr. Regent, son of the distinguished scientist Robert Regent.
How do you do?
I'm so happy to know you all. Venus has already told me a great many interesting things about all of you. Didn't you meet Mr. Marshall as you came up the drive, Beatrice?
No. Is he not here?
He went home. I don't see how he could bear to when we were all talking about what happened and how we saw Uncle Frank on the island and everything.
You saw him on the island?
Yes. Wasn't Nadie wonderful?
I felt sure if the time ever came when it was really important for you to make use of your knowledge, you'd throw off your fear of India, Nadie. What I can't understand, Doc, is how you allowed that fellow to persuade you I'd sent for you.
Oh, they told me you'd had an accident over there on that island and were asking for me. I know it was foolish, but how could I possibly have learned whether they were telling the truth or not? Although I admit I didn't think of that. I believed them.
But you left that misleading note for the children.
I know. I didn't want them to worry about me, and I thought it might be something that should be kept a secret.
All of which they planned on when they came for you.
They took me to the island and left me in the jungle alone for hours. Of course, I soon realized I'd been tricked. There was nothing I could do. The jungle drums nearly drove me mad.
You must be very brave, Mrs. Regent, to go away to a jungle island alone with only natives.
It wasn't bravery, Mira. I was really terrified.
Yeah, and were we in the desert when we saw you standing there with your hands tied behind you? And we didn't even know where you were.
See here. Not as a sailor's a ghost. Let's stop talking about it.
You are wise. May I ask a favor of you on behalf of my ward?
Certainly. You mean Mira has something she wants me to do for her?
There is something about which she would like to consult you.
I'm afraid I don't quite understand.
Beatrice can't tell you about him, Mr. Chandler. He doesn't know himself. But he thought you wouldn't mind talking to me.
Not at all.
Then is there a place where I may speak to you alone? Oh, I'm sorry. I realize I'm being a little rude, perhaps.
Of course not. Frank, why not take her into your study?
Yes. Will you come in here then, Mira?
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, Mother, why don't you just tell us all?
Now, with this door closed, no one can hear a word you say. Will you sit here?
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Chandler, I'm so afraid of Beatrice. I don't know why, but he frightens me terribly. Won't you help me? I know you can if you will. Please.
Why do you think I can help you?
Well, because, of course, I've heard of you.
Indeed? What was it you heard?
Oh, I'll tell you as quickly as I can. Up in the hills, not far from Tasari, is a ruined temple.
A ruined temple?
You mean you know of it?
I only mean I'm surprised that this favor you want me to do for you is connected with a temple. I rather thought you'd be asking me to find a lost necklace or something of the sort.
Oh, this is really serious, Mr. Chandler. This temple is deserted now, but it's believed to have been the, well, shall I say, the principal place of worship of a mysterious ancient people. I know this must seem strange to you, but you see, I know of your interest in similar things, and I thought you wouldn't think it foolish of me to want to investigate.
How do you know all this?
Oh, I can't tell you how I know, but I do know that you are a member of some sort of secret service organization. Oh, I know it's not in the ordinary sense of the term, but you are, aren't you?
Tell me some more about this temple.
Oh, yes. Well, it's strange you should mention my want to find something that was lost, because that is what I want, except that it's nothing as silly as a necklace.
What is it?
It's a parchment.
A parchment?
Yes. It's hidden there somewhere, and I believe it has to do with the ancient history of the place.
Indeed?
Yes. It's very important to me that it be found. Is it asking too much of you to help me? If you haven't time to do that, to give me your advice.
Of course not.
Oh, you're so kind. I knew you'd listen. I can't believe I really asked you at last and you said you'd help me.
Why don't you tell me the whole story?
Oh, I don't understand.
You're not interested in the history of these ancient people just as a matter of research. There's something personally interesting to you, isn't there?
Oh, well, yes.
Does your interest in it have any connection with your fear of Beatrice?
Yes. I'm so afraid Beatrice will learn of it.
If it's anything to do with the secrets of the Lemurians, he probably knows of it already.
Oh, no, Mr. Chandler. You don't understand, and I can't tell you anymore. But it's so important to me to find the parchment. Won't you please say you'll help me? I'll show you all the plans of the temple and everything to help you.
But how do you know the parchment has not already been discovered? If it's as valuable as you say, many other people may have searched for it.
Oh, no. Oh, I know it hasn't. Will you have time to help me?
You say this temple is in the mountains not far from Tasari?
Yes. But it's in a small valley where no one ever goes. It's very difficult to see, and you can never find it without a map.
I see. Very well, Mira.
I'll see if I can help you find the parson.
Oh, that's wonderful. We mustn't let Beatrice know.
Why does he think you wanted to speak to me?
I think he suspects I'm asking your advice about going to America.
I see. Where are the plans of the temple?
I have them over in the palace in my room in a secret hiding place I made for them long ago. We can't talk about them there. Beatrice might hear. Would you mind if I came here tomorrow and showed them to you?
Of course not.
It's awfully kind of you to do this for me, Mr. Chandler. I shall never forget it. Never.
I haven't found the parchment yet.
Oh, not so loud. Beatrice might hear you.
No, he won't. Shall we say tomorrow at 4? Beatrice will think you've been invited to tea.
Yes. I'll come at 4.
What about that?
I am waiting, Mira. We must go.
Yes, Beatrice.
Let us say goodbye for the moment. Perhaps another day, you will be good enough to repeat the invitation. Good afternoon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, did he suspect you?
No, Victor.
You are very sure?
Oh, yes. I think he likes me very much already.
So, here at last is the means of defeating him. We shall see, Chandu the magician, if you can defeat the law of Lemuria.